003, Siman Samach Gimel, Siman Samach Gimel, Seif, Seif Hei, Seif Hei. It's not Rabbi Miller's, no. Because he happened to tell me he doesn't have a cell phone when I asked him for a cell phone number. I know it's not his. Siman Samach Gimel Seif Hei. Emhoya Yoshein, we'll go back to there. I think we're up to, we didn't learn the Mishnah Berurah from there. Anyway, Emhoya Yoshein, if he was sleeping, Betzarim also, Umirim also means you have to wake him up properly for the first pasuk. Achiyikra pasuk Rishon v'hu er mamash, because he has to have kavana by the first pasuk. Mikam ve'elech ein mitzarin also kedei sheyikra v'hu er mamash. We do not bother him. We do not bother him to properly wake up, as long as he says all the words, of course. But he could be on autopilot. Shavu pishu korim misnam nem yotza. That's the Gemara of Russian. Korim misnam nem yotza. What? Misnam nem v'huadin ones acher. Any type of ones. Hamavat al kavanoso yotza. Shariyal kaponim kora kula. Avalim nishtakeya b'shina v'lo kora. If he didn't say the words properly, lo yotza d'real koponim tzorech l'kril sakula. He certainly has to say every word. The da realized sheyesh shalosh deos ben aposkim. Not sure why the Mishnah Berurah threw this in here. Yesh shalom d'rak posuk rishon. As you go through the first perek brachos, you come along at the second perek, or the beginning of the second perek, so you come along this three way machlokes. Yesh shalom d'rak posuk rishon b'levad u'min haTorah. The Yeshomim the Chol Aparsha Rishona Umin HaTorah, the Yeshomim the Gam Ashniya Umin HaTorah, Uparsha Sitzes ironically the Chuli Alma Umin HaTorah, not as Kriyashma, but Kedei Lahaski Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Tiknu, and then Rabbanon came along and said to make it part of Kriyashma, what we call Kriyashma. The Tiknu Lahaski Bizman Kriyashma. But certainly, I mean, if you... That's Torah. If anything, it's with the Rabbanon, though. Vayin l'kamam sinu samach zayin v'mishnah berurah b'shari tshuva sham. So, in Be'er Shmuel they would have to, but we don't have to. Everybody here knows that joke? No? Okay. In Be'er Shmuel is part of the Takanah. They don't do anything like the Mishnah Berurah. Pnei Shmuel, I'm sorry. That's their Taknon. They're going to do everything like the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, Zayin l'kamam sinu samach lov. So they have to, but we don't have to. He talks about there if Basafik, what do you do if you're not sure if you said it or not? The truth is, any Yitzias Mitzrayim is good. Let's say you hold Mitzvah Zayin Tzrichas Kavana. So when you daven Shabbos morning and you'd say L'makim Mitzrayim B'tchoreihem, or even if you say every day Anochi Hashem Elokecha Malcho Me'eretz Mitzrayim Macharpicha V'maleihu, you could be Yotze Yitzias Mitzrayim then. If Mitzvah Zayin Tzrichas Kavana. You're not mentioning specifically Yitzias Mitzrayim, not that I recall. It's by Anochei Shem Elokech at the end of Hodu that you say it. On Shabbos you say, L'makim Mitzrayim B'tchoreihem Kili Yolam Chasdo. V'yotze Yisrael Mitochom Kili Yolam Chasdo. V'yot Chazok V'zorna Tuya Kili Yolam Chasdo. But the last we pass him, it's Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. So I don't, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. Okay. Hagov din shosui v'shikar ayin l'kamen simen tzadik tesif alep. That's in Hilchos Tefillah where it's more of a problem because you're oimer v'fnei hamelech. So it's more of a problem than just have you said the words and have you had kavana. By the way, those who are following along, we had a shaila if you have to have in mind, like in the middle of saying the words, if your mind wandered, whether that's a problem. And so we said over from the Mishnah Berurah, stop, and what does kavana mean? So we said there's a mashmos from the Mishnah Berurah means pirish amilus, right? And then we saw in the Bir Halacha, he's worried about the mind wandering between words. It would be a major problem. But if you remember, I said over from the Sefer Ishei Yisrael that brings down from the Staitla, the Shem B'Chazanish, that you could even, that for the first bracha of Shmona Esrei, you can even have in mind what it means after you've finished the bracha, as long as you haven't started the next one. It's a tremendous chiddush. But certainly, and so certainly, you don't have to have in mind Pirush Hamilas according to that. I mean, it's not Mustavra, like those are those Pirush, and you have to have in mind the Inyan. And certainly he would hold in the Bir Halacha Safek that it's not a problem if the mind wanders without the words. Madach, if your mind wandered while you were saying the words. And he holds it's enough to have in mind the kavono that's needed before you start the next bracha. So how could he hold in the Mishnah Berurah's case? It would be a problem. It doesn't make any sense. So I see Taka from these two places, a fundamental shaila, fundamental machloikis. The Chazanish and the Mishnah Berurah. Now the Chazanish, it's not the Stavra to me, the Chazanish who hold you need Pirush Hamilas. But what's the point of Pirush Hamilas? You've said it already, the words. You have to have in mind the Inyan. So you're still holding in the Bracha, so you have in mind the general Inyan. What, you know.
Everything that wasn't clear.
What?
Everything that wasn't clear until that point.
Yeah, of course. But Pirush Hamilas doesn't make sense what you said the words to me. You tell me you have to have in mind the Inyan of the Bracha, or Kabbalah or Malchus Mayim in general, that I can understand. As long as you haven't started the next Bracha, you have that in mind. There's no point in Pirush Hamilas now, it's way after you've said the words. But Al Kaponim, certainly on the, forgetting about that point, but the point of your mind wandering between the words, certainly the Chazanish would hold it's not a problem. But the Eved, if he holds, he could even have in mind after you've said all the words. So certainly in between the words, it's no worse. Okay. So indeed, the Chazanish is more makel, at least with the Eved. Okay, let's move on. Sivov. Hakori Kriyashma La Yirmos Beinov. You're not supposed to motion to someone or go like that to tell someone to wait or go like that to tell, catch someone's attention. La Yirmos Beinov, La Yikros Bisfosov, La Yara Be'etzpa. Also, that's all these things I just did.
What about giving a correction?
No, you're not supposed to. But the Parsha Harishona. This din is in the first Parsha. Shehu Iker Kabbalas Al Malchus Shemayim, Mitnei Shenira Kikori Aroi. That's the din. Rashi learns this din in the Gemara, that it has to do with a lack of kavana. Your mind is wandering. The other Rishonim say it's a point of Kriyas Aroi. It's a stirik to Kabbalas Al Malchus Shemayim. You're being casual. You're doing something else while you're saying Kriyashma. It's a stirik to. It's the way the Mechaba says it. Neshanir, Kikori Aroi, you're not really reading it. You're not taking it seriously. You're doing it casually. Uksiv, the Mechaba brings down the Pasuk, like the limud of this, very unusual, somewhat unusual. The Dibar Tobom, the Darshina Naseil Som Keva. The Dibar Tobom, like, not Vidibarta Osam, I guess. Like, Bom means you have to focus. You have to be totally focused. That has to be your what you're doing. Now, the Mechaber says it's only Parsha Rishona. Even though it says Ladaber Bom in the second Parsha too, but in the context, it's not a command. It's talking about how you should teach your children. So, I guess he didn't hold that's, it's not an imperative. So he held it's only Parsha Rishona. It's really Mashman the Gemara very, very much that it's only Parsha Rishona.
What's the Disney part of Bana? You just talking about that,
Don't be involved with other things. But again, not a lack of kavana. There seems to be a subtlety here. According to Rashi, it's the problem is you're not having kavana. According to the other Rishonim, it's that goof is a chisaron that you're korei aroi. You're not taking it seriously, you're busy with other things. The limud is from the Dibar Tobom. You have to be totally focused on it. Mishnah Berurah, lo yirmos be'enos of cotton yud zayin, v'afilu l'dvar mitzvah osur lirmos. That's a very important point. V'koshkein osur lishov tabak v'kriya shema. I don't know. Take a shmek tabak or take a smoke.
Let's say someone's disturbing.
A baby is disturbing and you want to catch the tinok's attention and get it to stop. So first of all, you could always, so the achronim say that would be okay. I'm not exactly sure why. It's not an isser. Okay, you could say it's more important. Why can't he just stop saying Kriya Shema while he does that? You could always stop. You know, you could finish the pasuk and stop, and then do what you do. You can give tzedakah then also, really.
Yeah, I'm not saying Kriya Shema while I stop.
Don't say any words then. Unless the Mechaber means even without saying words, even between the Psukim, maybe in a Hanami. Maybe that's what the Mechaber means. And maybe that's what you could be more makel in with a crying Tinok that's disturbing. The Achronim say a crying Tinok is okay. I guess if it's, the point being, if it's something staring your Kavanah, so it's for sure the lesser of the two evils. If it's staring Kavanah, what happens if it's staring other people's Kavanah? It's even worse, right? But Parsha Rishon of Yesh Machmirim Gamba Parsha Shnia. Actually, if you learn the Sugya in the Gemara, it's a very difficult sheet. It's really not based on much, this Yesh Omrim. It's a Mashmol's Harambam, but the Rambam really is Mechalik between Parsha Rishon and Parsha Shnia in a different case, and he doesn't say anything here. So it's like a slight implication in the Rambam, but it's really against a Gemara that's Kemat Mefureshes, that it doesn't apply to Parsha Shnia. But the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, so it's certainly Tov Lahachmir, I would say. But the Mishnah Berurah then goes on to say, Ach l'dvar mitzvah l'chuli alma muta lirmos b'parsha shnia. Even if you're going to be machmir, but you don't have to be so machmir. Av l'hafzik l'hedyalo, but to say words, certainly you're not allowed to be matzik in the middle of Kriya Shema, except the guidelines of Nehayira and the like. So you're not allowed to motion. You want your friend to wait for you. So the first parsha for sure not, and the second parsha is a chumrah not to. But we always manage to figure out how it's a dvar mitzvah. As notice all the people that talk in shul, so it's always a dvar mitzvah. So this will also be a dvar mitzvah, which you can do it in the second parsha of the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so that's the din of Layikra Roy. This is the problem. There's a kasha here. You know, let's learn the next sif, which is basically another manifestation of this din. Okay. What's the chiddush of this? The chiddush of this is, actually the context in which this is said is that doing malacha, believe it or not, again, we're not, doing malacha is considered a dvar mitzvah. So you might say, this is really the source of the din of not even for a dvar mitzvah. Because Isaac ben Malacha is considered a dvar mitzvah, contrary to popular belief. Again, it's a good thing we're not in Pnei Shmuel. See, we managed twice today.
Is that only an employee or even?
No, malacha is considered a dvar mitzvah, believe it or not. I know it's heretical, but I'm only quoting others. Please, I'm not saying on my own stuff. Chas v'shalom, I'm only quoting others.
That's what Rav Stifkin said.
I know that. Actually, it did. It ended up helping him quite a bit. Actually, it did end up helping him. Acha Yikra, Mashma the Mikan Vahola Mutter Afilah Bebrichas Kriya Shma. V'chem Avur Behedya B'Simin Samach Vav Beis Yosef B'Dibra Maschel U'Mashakosav Ayin Shom V'Ayin Lakama B'Simin Kuf Tzadikala B'Tzarechi and Godel. It's a very big kasha here. We're saying that the din of Kori Aroi, doing something while you're saying Kriya Shema, is a no-no in Parsha Rishona. This extends to act. So in Sif Vav, we talked about making motions. Sif Zion talks about actually doing something. Why do you need Sif Zion for? That happens to be the place in the Gemara where the Gemara is machalik between Parsha Rishona and Parsha Shnia. And also, as I said, that's the source for saying not even for a Dvar Mitzvah. But when you say just Parsha Rishona, or even just Parsha Rishona and Shnia, you're certainly implying that it's mutter at any other time, including Birchos Kriyashma. But the Mishnah Berurah blibes Sorechi and Gadol here is that in Hilchos Brachos, there's a Beferish Adin, that you now let him be doing something while you make a bracha. When you make a bracha, whether it's Birchos Hanenin or Birchos HaMitzvahs, you have to be focused, and you're now allowed to be doing something else. So it's a Tzarechi and Gadol, the Mishnah Berurah ends up. I didn't see a good teretz, unless you say just that one teretz could be that en hachanami, it's always osur, and for a Dvar Mitzvah, it's always mutter, and the point of Kriya Shema is always going to be for a Dvar Mitzvah, it's osur, but that's not so good if you make something special about Parsha Shnia, which we did. Mishnah Berurah brought down the Yesh Machmir and Parsha Shnia, but hastened to say that for a Dvar Mitzvah it's mutter. So again, what's special about Parsha Shnia? So it's Takat Tzarechi and Gadol, unless you say Stam. There it's a Din Lechatchila, while here it's heavier. Here it's learnt out from the Bartabon, the Inyan of Korei Kriyash Ma'aroi. And there it's just Eitzotova, it's inappropriate, it's not a good idea, it's not kavod, etc., etc. But the heaviness of saying there's an implication in the pasuk that you're really not supposed to do it, that's only here by Kriya Shema.
What's happening?
You can have a kasha no matter what. What's special about Parsha Rishon or Parsha Shnia if you're never allowed to do it? Whenever you're davening, whenever you're saying something, whenever you're davening to Hashem.
It's not a bracha, it's maybe learning, and we're telling you questions,
all right, you may be right. I'll bring you a raya, you're right, that the Mishnah Berurah only asked the kasha when he discussed the implication, even Birchas Kriya Shema. You could say a bracha is different. Anyway, so when I said this, what? Anything's possible, but you would have to have a source either in Svara or a source. Anyway, so when I gave my short-lived lady shear of Hilchos Brachos, so I said over this din that you're not supposed to be doing something when you make a bracha. Wiping your hands, by the way, while you're saying on the Tilla Shadoyim is a famous issue. They allow it because that's me'inyan what the bracha's about. Just like you're supposed to be holding the apple when you're making the Bar Priyo Eitz, so wiping your hands when you're saying on the Tilla Shadayim is, when we get up to Mitzvah Shem Hilchus and Tilla Shadayim, that's sort of doing the mitzvah also, wiping your hands, so that's not a steerer to the bracha. Anyway, so I told the ladies this din, and then they asked me about saying Tillim while they do laundry. I think I said this over a few days ago, or weeks ago.
You gotta say it this way, not that way.
Right, I said, if you're saying Tillim while you're doing laundry, that's bad. But if, I'm sorry. If you're doing laundry while you're saying Tillim, that's bad. But if you're saying Tillim while you're doing laundry, that's good. That's a famous Baditshava thing, right? That's the Baditshava when he saw the Yid waxing the wheel with the tefillin. That's the output. That's where I got it from. I'm a Baditshava, sort of. Yeah. Okay, so it's very rare that you'll find the Mishnah Berurah blibing Tzarechi and Gadol. So keep it in mind. Like if you ever giving a quiz, like a guy says, "I know Mishnah Berurah cold back and forth." Yes, and where is Mishnah Berurah blibing Tzarechi and Gadol? Okay, stump your friends. Sif Ches. This is an issue of having, we're not talking about doing malacha while you're saying Kriya Shema, we're talking about the appropriateness of saying Kriya Shema in a place which inherently might cause you not to have kavona, you're on a high place and you're scared you're going to fall. So the din is, and this is a famous Mishnah in Brachas, Koran Kriya Shema b'makomom ve'enam tzrichem leireid, and the contrast is to tefillah when we make the balabayas go down, because you need more intense kavona by tefillah, even more so than by kriyashma. and therefore we do tell the Balabayas at least not to say it in a high place. He's worried about keeping his balance. But here we're saying that by Kriya Shema there's not a problem. Many Rishonim say, because you could focus for that one pasuk that you need Kavana in. Siftes. Hakatov, someone who's a porter, a bellhop. Aval Bishanaso al Ksefo, Kore Kriya Shema. This may look funny, but it's in contrast to Hilchas Tfilah, where if you're carrying too heavy a package, a certain amount of weight, Dalat Kavin, you're not allowed to daven, even though you're not doing anything, you're just holding the package. But the heaviness of the package, the weight, after a certain point, is matrid the person.
But that's what you're
on your back, you're not holding in the hand. Al Ksefo. So by Kriya Shema, it's not the case. That's what the Mishnah Berurah means when he says, Fafilu Hamasu who shall dalat kabin, the Lagabe Tfila also, the Kamamuzim and Sadiq Zion Sefei, Lagabe Kriya Shema Mutter. Avo, the Machaber goes on to say, Lo Yaschil Besho'o Shetoen, Lo Besho'o Sheporek, Bitne She'en Libo Meyushev. So, from the Lashon of Bitne She'en Libo Meyushev, I assume he's not talking about that he's doing anything. Because if he would be doing something, it would be a problem of Kori Aroi. But it could mean someone else is loading or unloading, and he's just like the donkey, so to speak. But he still shouldn't say Kriya Shema at the time, that Neshein Libo Meyushuv. Okay, let's learn one sif in Samach Dalet, please. Kora Lamafre, Kora, oh. Kora, now we say it. We were Yotze. Okay, now we say Karla Mafreya Lo Yotze. Out of order. Rashi, interestingly enough, most of the time Rashi says the words out of order. Now the words out of order really have another problem, that you end up saying a nonsensical sentence. But it also means the psukim out of order, as we'll see now. But it's interesting. Rashi always says the words out of order. I don't know what to make of it. Al kapana b'medvar mamurim b'seder ha'psukim. Certainly Rashi is molded to this. Avol anhitten parsha l'chaverta. You said the parsha is out of order. Mix and match. Avol b'sheina rashoi. Because as we know from a Mishnah in Brachas, Chazal have a reason why they said this parsha first, this parsha second, this parsha third. So that's what the Mechaber means when he says Avol Bishenei Rashoi. Chazal instituted a specific way to say it. But Yotza, it's not called Lamafreya. L'Vishenei Smuchol HaBatorah. Now, this doesn't mean, because in the Torah, we know that the order is Tzitzis first. It's in Chumash Bamidbar, the end of Parsha Shlach, and then comes Shema in Vos Chanan, and then comes Voyim Shmo and Eikev. So the Mechaber does not mean because it's out of order in the Torah, and therefore someone could have a habamina to think, but you have to say it in that order. It just means that since they're not one entity, they're three different partials. One's here, one's there. They're not an entity. That's what I mean. They're not next to each other in the Torah. It's not like the Torah said, say from Pasuk Aleph to Pasuk Nun. It's three different entities. Why am I stressing this? First of all, for pshat, that it doesn't mean only that you could say it tzitzis shema v'yim shemoa, but there's a famous kasha that the Bir Halacha here discusses barichus, and that is that by tefillin, writing tefillin and mezuzos, when there's a din v'hoyu b'avyosun yehu, it is the parshiyos on ma'akev, and the achronim are not quite sure like what the difference is. So everybody basically ends up saying the same teretz, just they say it in different ways. There are hashulchan, the Bir Halacha, the chazanish. It ends up being really, they're all saying differently this same nekuda. By tefillin and mezuzos, the two parshas are one entity. That's what tefillin is. It's made into one entity by the fact that you write these two parshios, or four, and you put them in the tefillin, and that's what tefillin are. So they become one entity. So when the Torah says v'hoyu, it should be in order, it's referring to this one entity, which is these two parshios. But by Kriya Shema, nothing makes these parshios into one entity. They're different parshios in the Torah. We say, read this one, even if the first two are midioraisa. But they're not one entity. It's not like the Torah said, read these two parshas. It's read this parsha and read this parsha. So there's no reason to think that they should have to be in order. Mashenkin, by Tillin and Mezuzos, they have been made into one entity by virtue of the fact that this constitutes Tillin, this constitutes Mezuzah, and therefore the pasuk that says that they have to be written in order, right, the parshas have to be written in order. If you have a parsha that was written at 2 o'clock, and if Vahoyam Shemoah was written at 2 o'clock, let's say you're talking about the Shel Rosh, you have a 2 o'clock p.m. Vahoyam Shemoah parsha, and you have a 10 a.m. Shema parsha written by a different sofer, that's okay. But vice versa is not okay. They have to be written, right? They have to be written in order. Mamish in terms of Zman. You want to talk about the international dateline, you get into cute childless. What happens if one was written after the other one, but it was written on Monday, and the other one was written on Tuesday? You could have that happen, even though it was written in terms of space-time. I don't know, what do you call that? They must have a name. If you're in space looking down, so one was written afterwards. But in terms of Earth time, one was written before. You can have that. So I think the cute child was the Tzitz Eliezer passed away today, Kuvaya, and he's the one that talks about such shilas. This is like a Tzitz Eliezer shila. And I want to mention, you know, the tremendous Gaon has like 23 volumes of Tshuva Svarim, and his Levaya was today in Yerushalayim. And that's a typical Tzitz Eliezer shila. Takalila Nishmosa will mention that. Okay. He deals with all these types of shilas and a heck of a lot more. Yeah.
Hallel.
Oh, that's a very good question. Hallel, since it appears in sequence in Tehillim, so yeah, it would be a problem. And you were very correct in specifying that the shaila applies to Hallel Sholem. That's a very good point. Because when it's Hallel, not Sholem, so it really doesn't matter because you can even skip. So that's a good point, and Hallel Sholem. And there is a Din L'Mafreya by Hallel, and therefore, based on this Yesod, it probably does apply to the Parshas too. I can't say I remember that it says it Befeirish, but I'm quite sure that's the case. Let's see Mishnah Berurah. Lo Yotza Shinam Avayu Advar Mo'ele B'Avyosan Yehu. Like the Kasha from the Parshios of Tfilin and Mezuzos is based on, it's the very same Drosh of Ahoyu B'Avyosan Yehu. V'Av Parshios V'Yomer Kshetiknu Rabbono La'omra Mishu Mitzvah Schir Sisid Nzayim. He means Rabbono, when it's not going to say it as part of Kriya Shema, Gam Ken Kein Zeh Teknua, that L'Mafreya is no good. Ha'Psuk in V'Koshkin Em Sirus Es HaTevus, if he messes up the words, Sheinu Smuchu Retzalomar Sheinu Ela Takonis Chachomim Sheinu Sidrum Kach Kamo She'omru in the Mishnah Lomo Kod Mishma Lavoyim Shmoya Kedei She'kabal Olam Malchus Shmaim Tchidu Chikabal Olam Mitzvah. Okay, I don't know, the Mishnah Berurah really doesn't capture the full flavor of the Kavanas HaMechaber in this Mishnah Berurah, because he's saying that the Mechaber just means is really just repeating himself. But the way we're saying it, what the Achronim are capturing in their Kasha and Teretz is that Lefi Sheinu Smuchu Lo BaTorah is like a Lamda Shavort. That's why we know that it's not being said as one entity, because they're not next to each other in the Torah. If you want to look, suggested reading, the Kasha of the Tfilin is in the Bir Halacha, the Bir Maskel Afal Pishenu Rashoi, and it's also very the Orach HaShulchan also talks about it. Okay, let's look at one more point. It's really a very interesting point. The Bir Halacha, the Bir Maskel Babedevom Mamurim Im Kolei Pasuk Voyu Hadvar Mo'ele Kodem V'Yohavto. And it is the Ohavta, by the way, but when you learn, by the way, parenthetically, you know, most words in Hebrew properly said are Milara, and a few words are Milael, I mean much less, right, but basically it's Milara, and the people that mispronounce it, I don't want to be a racist, I won't, give it any label, but people that mispronounce it, So I was also wondering, like how you come up with such a mispronunciation. Like, why daf, like, Milael, you know? It ends up being Milael, almost all the words. That's, like, a major, major mispronunciation. And, like, say it right already. And I realized, you can't daven that fast when it's Milara. There's, like, a natural pause after every word. If you practice, you'll see. When you say the words Milara the right way, there's like a natural pause that you have to take between the words. And if you want to zip off tefillah, you will taka say Milael, and that allows you to go much faster. Don't try it out. Okay. But that I'm sure that's where it comes from. This major, major... Anyway, I'm saying the Ohavta as we learn, but it's the Ohavta, of course. So he said V'hoyu Advarim before, and now you have to say it in order. The Bir Halacha is saying an interesting concept here. You could mamash have a havamina not like that. It's not its portion. He says you only have to say the pasuk V'hoyu Advarim. No, you said V'hoyu Advarim, and then you said V'yohavta. My prayer is no good. You only have to say V'hoyu Advarim now. You don't have to say the Ohavta over again, even though you said it out of order. You said it after V'hoyu Advarim Ha'ele. We don't care about that. We care about time. You said the Ohavta, so you just have to say V'hoyu Advarim Ha'ele. We don't look at your saying the Ohavta as being flawed, F-L-A-W-E-D, as being flawed, because it came after V'hoyu Advarim Ha'ele. You said it? Now you just have to say V'hoyu Advarim Ha'ele. That's the point of the Bir Halacha. V'hafta Be'es HaKriya Kara Achar V'hoyu Advarim. So you'll say it's flawed. No. Mikom G'machshav U'Kesidron. Who cares? And the Bir Halacha brings a Raifa, Gemara and Yuma. If you learn Yuma, you would recognize Hikdan Dam HaSor L'Dam HaPor, so you only have to do the Dam HaSor over again. You don't have to do the Dam HaPor over again. Okay, good. Shkoyach.